Welcome to Deb Hart's Loving Life, the show about getting the best out of every day. Brought to you by Hilltop Yoga Studios in Hazlet and Lansing. And now your host, Deb Hart.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's show. This show is about creating a life that we love. And to me, that means feeling good every day. And there are a lot of things that we can do, a lot of choices we can make every day to feel good. Our guest today is Natasha Trenev. She is the author of Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers. I think, Natasha, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I think we're going to start hearing a lot more about probiotics and gut bacteria in the next couple of years here as people better understand what's happening in our guts, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have been in this field for 45 years, and I actually brought the term probiotics to the health food industry or dietary supplement industry, in 1981, when nobody even knew what I was talking about.
So explain for someone who might be unfamiliar with what probiotics are. Explain to them in layman's terms what you're talking about.
So it's the use of accepted, and that's very important, safe and efficacious beneficial bacteria to impact that 100 trillion bacteria that live in your gut and actually controlled every aspect of your health.
So many people, I've heard people say that our gut is actually our second brain, the body's second brain. Do you go along with that?
Well, absolutely. I talked about it before it was accepted.
Okay.
Let me give you some stats. This is no longer conjecture. It's accepted science.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 100 million neurons lining our 27 feet of GI tract. We also have, 80% of our immune cells lining that 27 feet. And we have 100 trillion microbes that line that gut. So we are 90% microbes and only 10% human cells. So yes, it's very important what we do to balance that very important ecology to our health. Otherwise, we are going to continue on the path of these disease states that we're witnessing now.
But let's talk about, I think, one of the most important and most overlooked use of probiotics is any time we get a prescription for antibiotics in our body, we absolutely, I don't know how doctors don't also insist that along with the antibiotics that their patients take probiotics, but oftentimes I know a lot of people who get prescribed antibiotics, over-prescribed antibiotics, and their doctors aren't telling them to get probiotics.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, they don't get taught microbiology except to the extent what antibiotics need to be prescribed to kill certain organisms. And believe me, since I've done grand rounds in hospitals and universities, I can testify to that. Now it's gotten a little bit better, but just telling people to go out and get a probiotic is like telling somebody who's had their arm cut off to go get a Band-Aid. So, yes, every time you take an antibiotic, you have to take the right probiotic 2 hours after it and continue taking the antibiotic and the probiotic until you finish your course. And then after you finish your course, you have to increase your probiotic intake double or triple for at least several weeks thereafter, because now you have still a disturbance in your gut, which you don't want to continue.
Okay, so how do we know what to take?
Well, first of all, since I am the author of two probiotic standards, one read into congressional record and one that was voted by the entire health food industry in 1989, that means all retailers, distributors, manufacturers, brokers, educators, etc. So number one, the product clearly has to state the name of the bacteria and the strain and how much of each of those strains you will be getting at the end of the shelf life. First of all, forget anything that promises you that it's shelf stable. That is totally misleading and will not get you where you need to go. So anything you buy in the shelf, it's a big chance that you are not going to get anything that you paid for. Number two, you have to buy a refrigerated probiotic that's sold in a dark amber glass and that has a tin lid and that specifically states to you what the name of the bacteria is, the strain, and exactly how much of that each bacteria you're getting at the end of shelf life. Be wary of products that list numerous bacteria on their label and then give you a total cell count or promise you large quantities, like 50 billion, 100 billion, that's a clue that these people are just trying to hype you. They're not really selling you something that's going to survive your stomach acid or really have an impact on your health.
I admit I've been duped. I have a plastic bottle sitting in the refrigerator promising billions of great gut bacteria, and my fiance has been on some antibiotics of late, and I'm going to quickly go out today and get him some of these from the refrigerator section. So dark amber glass, tin lid. Know how many and what type of strain of the probiotic are in this.
Right. And usually you shouldn't have more than three or four. And especially, I've made a product in an oil matrix, and that keeps the bacteria separate while they're in the pill or in the bottle. Because if they're not kept separate, they're not really in a dormant state. They're sort of put to sleep. They will still compete with each other. And so you'll get a very weakened, ineffective product by the time you ingest it.
Our guest is Natasha Trenev. She is the author of Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers. We're talking about the importance of balancing out the bacteria in your gut. And for example, Natasha mentioned that there are 100 million neurons lining the 27 feet of our gastrointestinal tract. And the gut has been called the second brain in our body. And I think that's obviously where the term gut instinct comes from, is we do have a reaction to situations, you know, whether it's fear or grief or just an unpleasant reaction to a situation or an individual, and that's because there's so much happening in the gut.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have now good science that tells us that anxiety, mood swings, depression, schizophrenia, and even diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's start in the gut. It's not really a brain disease of our upper brain. It really is a gut disease that travels to our brain through the vagus nerve that's connected to the enteric nervous system, which is part of that second brain in the gut.
Wow. I have a friend who had gastrointestinal issues for months. It just went on for months. They gave her every possible test that you can imagine. And finally, she allowed herself to be convinced by another friend to take some probiotics, and that has remedied her situation. There's also a history of Alzheimer's in her family. And I almost think that my friend believes it's a foregone conclusion that that is the fate that awaits her. But that there are so many things you can do to prevent disease, and I gotta believe that a probiotic regime. Now, is a probiotic regime something that you would stay on?
Oh, absolutely. It's if you love to eat, breathe, and drink liquids, you need to enhance your gut microbiota with a proper probiotic. It's it's as complex as your iPhone, and it's a tragedy that we know more about the function of our iPhone than we knew about our gut. And if we knew as much about our gut as we do our iPhone, 99% of the products we wouldn't purchase, because it's really not going to get us what we need.
We're getting close to the end of this segment here. Our guest is Natasha Trenev, the author of Nature's Internal Healers, Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers. I want to talk about why it is in modern society that we need to take these probiotics. I mean, how did humans survive as long as they did without taking a regular regimen of probiotics? And talk about how, I'm going to guess maybe they're related, how the rampant use of antibiotics is creating superbugs and creating perhaps some of the health issues that we have today in modern societies. We'll get to that in our next segment. But again, Natasha Trenev is the author of Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers. And we're talking about how important it is to balance out the bacteria in our gut and why probiotics can help us do that. And then we're going to get into the particulars of that balance here in just a few moments on Deb Hart's Loving Life. Our thanks to engineer Alex Clark for making the show happen. And we're thrilled to be on now, not only in Lansing, but Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Muskegon, Traverse City, Charlevoix, and Petoskey. We'll be back here in just a few moments on Deb Hart's Loving Life.
You're listening to Deb Hart's Loving Life, sponsored by Hilltop Yoga Studios in Hazlet and Lansing.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Deb Hart's Loving Life. Our guest today is Natasha Trenev. She is the author of Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers. And again, to refresh those who maybe might be just joining us, Natasha, please explain what probiotics are and the role that they play in our bodies.
Well, yes, probiotics is a term that I brought to the world community in 1981, and it means the use of selected beneficial bacteria that have a positive impact on the 100 trillion microbiota that line our 27 feet of GI tract.
And we were talking in the last segment, and I want you to go into depth as to why you believe it's so important that we take probiotics, just even if we're not being prescribed an antibiotic at the time. But why is it that modern man needs to have a probiotic regimen when we survived without it for so long?
Well, first of all, let me give you a little bit of a historical perspective here. People from cultures that had a fermented food that was part of their regular diet enjoyed better health and longevity. That has been documented well. What has changed is the fact that we started using antibiotics indiscriminately, and that altered the composition of our microbiota permanently and created numerous drug-resistant pathogens that are now in our community and available for us to pick up on any surface that we come into contact with. And, you know, second of all, our turning to a heavily processed diet of refined carbohydrates and sugars, and that in itself changes the composition of the microbiota, which has led us to this disease path that doctors and science are finally recognizing as the cause of all of our disease states.
Wow. So, and you mentioned in the last break as well that an imbalance in the bacteria of our GI can lead to depression, anxiety, mood swings. They're linking it to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, other neurodegenerative diseases.
Yes, and that being that, you know, there's intricate dance and crosstalk that goes on between the immune cells, the bacteria, the neurons in your gut that gets transmitted to our upper brain through the enteric nervous system and the vagus nerve. And they're finding out that this crosstalk can cause a lot of trouble. In fact, they are now realizing that when they check with people who have depression and anxiety, they usually have some kind of gut disturbance. And same goes for autistic children, children with attention deficit, and on, that, you know, the first thing that the doctor should have been asking is, hey, how is your digestion? And they can figure out why this problem started in the first place.
Wow. So you say that if you there's a child in your life that has autism or ADD or ADHD, that getting them on a regimen of probiotics can help with those conditions?
Yes, absolutely. That and a diet and, you know, exercise program, yes, absolutely can help, because they found that autism is that problem with that crosstalk, that's why the child is so frustrated, because the communication gap is there, and that's why the child has behavior problems, because the second brain cannot communicate with the first brain.
Wow. Now, you mentioned earlier also that when someone is being prescribed an antibiotic, they should absolutely, without question, take a probiotic as well. And that needs to be taken 2 hours after the antibiotic. And how is that? When do you take those in relation to food?
Well, you know, it depends. You know, I can only recommend on what my 45 years of research has found, that the product that, you know, has the oil matrix is the one that you can take with food. And then there's certain powdered products that you need to take just before a light meal. So, you know, you have to find someone who specializes and manufactures and formulates their own probiotics, and not just somebody that owns a label and arbitrarily gives you some directions on how to take the product.
Well, how do I find a specialist? I can't just walk into the health food store and say...
No. Well, you know, the thing is that I am, you know, full disclosure, the founder of Natron, and the only reason I founded Natron is because nobody wanted to follow the standards that the industry adopted and, read into congressional record. So, you know, the product that I make is called Natron's Healthy Trinity, and you can find out about us at trynatron.com. Or call an 800 number. And I've dedicated my life to this because I think it's so important, and people in the industry know the years I have spent teaching not only lay people but doctors about the importance of knowing how to select a probiotic and knowing what we need to do. And many times before the science was there, I was ridiculed and told that I'm discrediting myself by making such absurd statements.
Natasha Trenev is our guest today. She is the author of Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers. She is also the founder of the company Matron, producer of Healthy Trinity Probiotics. And full disclosure, I am not being paid to promote your company or probiotics. I just believe in it, and I believe it's important that we have a healthy body to create a happy, healthy life for a life that we love. And that comes from, as I've said many times before on this own show, on the show, is that I was not happy in my life for a long time, despite many outward appearances, I would believe. I was not in great health because I didn't take care of myself. I was anywhere between 30 and 50 pounds, weighed more, 30 and 50 pounds more than I do now. I did not exercise. I did not eat healthy food, and I didn't really understand where to start. And that's a many faceted journey and approach to feeling great. I'm in my mid-40s now, and I feel better than I ever did in my younger years. And I think it's really important to get that information out there about the different tools that we can implement into our lives to feel good. And there are so many factors, I believe, working against us. Not, you know, not to come from a paranoid perspective, but I just think inadvertently, we have unhealthy foods being marketed to us constantly, and they're cheap, and there's a lot of profit for the companies marketing them, and they're not that beneficial for our health. And maybe it's okay to have as a treat once in a while if that's what you desire, but a lot of people make a healthy or a steady diet out of it, and it's not healthy overall. And as Natasha has pointed out, that some of those food habits and the lack of the balance of healthy bacteria in your gut can lead to quite a list of health conditions. I wasn't aware of the connection with autism and ADD, ADHD, with especially, it's so rampant in our society now.
Oh, absolutely. 20 years ago, 1 in 10,000 children were diagnosed with autism. Now it's 1 in 50. And what I'm shocked about is how the medical community can sit back and just let this, you know, develop. And, of course, they're looking for some magical drug that's going to take care of this, when I've always said that, you know, our troubles begin in our gut. And once you get that software messed up, it takes a lot to get it back.
That's just stunning. Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers, the author of that, Natasha Trenev, is our guest today. And you describe probiotics as the foundation of health for the 21st century. So widespread consumption of probiotics could make us a healthier nation. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a few moments here with Natasha Trenev on Deb Hart's Loving Life. Again, thank you to our engineer, Alex Clark. Michigan State University Executive Chef Kirk Kwiatkowski will be coming up at the end of the show with one of his fabulous food approaches. We did just talk fermentation with him last week. You can find that podcast up at DebHartLovingLife.com. Fermented foods, also very important.
Welcome back to Deb Hart's Loving Life, the show about getting the best out of every day. Sponsored by Hilltop Yoga Studios.
Hello, friends, and welcome back. I am your host, Deb Hart. Our guest today is Natasha Trenev. She is the author of Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers. She's also the founder of the company Matron, and they produce Healthy Trinity Probiotics. And we had a funny conversation, I think, kind of funny, off the air, about Natasha was apologizing to me for promoting her company, and I have no problem with her promoting her company. I'm not getting paid to promote it. I'm talking about this because I am passionate about people taking control of their lives and feeling better and understanding that we have that power and understanding that there are forces out there that are working against our health that we don't always understand are detrimental to us. Natasha, tell people why you do what you do.
Okay, well, you know, I come from the old-fashioned belief from the health food industry that, you know, we can change people's lives by the information and the products we give them, and that's why my husband and I, in 1981, started Natrem, and spelled N-A-T-R-E-N.
Thank you.
And we dedicated our lives to making only probiotics and educating people, as was the habit in the old-fashioned health food industry. We were there to change people's lives and to make them feel better by either the service or the product we provided. And I'm sad to say that that has changed vastly today.
Yeah.
And even though we've had 60 years of the health food industry, I can't say that American lives have improved in health or digestion issues, which was the primary issue of and concern of the health food industry 60 years ago.
It's appalling. I am absolutely appalled at some of the products that I see promoted and endorsed, and I think it's shameful. And all we can do is try to get the beneficial information out there. And we talked earlier, too, for people who are not familiar with probiotics, real quickly, maybe they're just joining us this morning. Once again, describe what probiotics are and how they operate in our bodies.
Right. Probiotics are a beneficial bacteria, and it's very important for us to ingest the right probiotic bacteria with the right carriers and the correct potency to impact the 100 trillion microbes that line the 27 feet of our gut. That composition of those microbiota is the most important thing that you should learn about, because that affects everything, how you think, how you feel, how your body functions, and the state of your health. So I would say to everyone to go on a journey and learn, and unfortunately there's so much misinformation out there. You just have to take the same time you do for choosing your iPhone to impact the health of your microbiota.
Yeah. Yeah, and you were, Natasha is known as the mother of probiotics, and she is one of the first to say that your gut acts as a second brain in your body, and there's so much truth in that, and they're finding, finally, scientifically, it's something you've known, is they're being able to prove that there's a link between an imbalance in our gut to anxiety and mood swings, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, also with autism, ADD, and how it's so important to get that right balance going in our body. And you mentioned that modern humans need the probiotics for balance in our bodies better, more so because in ancient societies, that's not as much the case because they have fermented foods. For instance,
yogurt, you know, kimchi in Korea, you know, but that was just part of their diet, you know, fermented vegetables. Mm-hmm. And that was okay because there wasn't the proliferation of these resistant pathogens in our society were found in every community across the country.
Talk about a little bit, if you will, about kombucha tea. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's a good, you know, functional food. In other words, the food contributes to the health of your intestinal tract, but it's no longer enough to impact the imbalance that has been caused by modern prescriptive drugs and, you know, the processed food that we have been consuming. So, you know, the problem is greater, so you have to be more precise. So I'm not suggesting you shouldn't be drinking your kombucha tea or eating your fermented yogurt or whatever, because those are functional foods. They actually contribute more than just the calories and nutrients. It's better absorption of the nutrients and better utilization of the nutrients found in that food. But it's really not enough in today's society to make a significant change in that microbiota that is so important to your health.
And while we're talking about yogurt here, may I take a sidebar on one of my pet peeves, low-fat yogurt. I want to just throw it on the floor in the store because it's I think it's been very detrimental to our health, all the low-fat products that we have been marketed for the past 25 plus years. They're full of sugar and they're not good for you. They're not a diet food. We need fats in our food, healthy fats in our diet to help us feel satisfied. And yogurt is one of those foods that they've completely, I think, just...
Yeah, since my family introduced natural Bulgarian-style yogurt in the 1960s under the brand of Continental Yogurt, I know a little bit about yogurt. So, you know, you're absolutely right that, you know, these sugary flavored yogurts are an excuse for us to have it as a dessert and not feel guilty about it. But the load of carbohydrates, sometimes as many as 30 grams per serving, is really upsetting the flora and not really helping it by consuming all of those carbohydrates.
So what you want is a full fat, I would say, organic yogurt that is a plain flavor. And if you want to add a little, you know, some fruit or whatever it is, I get the granola gets out of hand too with the sugar that they put in the granola, but something, maybe some nuts in there to give it a little bit of crunch.
How about just, you know, I like to toast my own almonds and add my own honey.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a terrific treat. And now you've got a really, what I call a health food.
Yes, yes. So many beneficial things going out with the almonds and the honey as well as the yogurt. So, but what we're talking about today with Natasha Trenev, the mother of probiotics and the author of Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers, is the importance of getting a balance going in our body. Our guts are full of bacteria and our guts are out of whack. I mean, how many people do you know that have digestive issues or some sort of problem with anxiety I know so many people with digestive issues and I just don't, I guess I don't understand why the information is not more available. And again, I believe a lot of it falls back to the antibiotics and the other prescription drugs that are just rampantly prescribed without a lot of helpful instructions on how to balance that out. And it's also, I think the overuse of antibiotics is responsible for the superbugs. That's what we keep hearing. Yeah.
Of course, you know, in the hospital is the best place to catch it. You know, we've got C. difficile and MRSA, two very dangerous microorganisms that you can pick up in hospitals. And unfortunately for us, those two are now in communities.
Oh, yeah.
You can pick them off your gym floor, your grocery countertop, anywhere. And if your immunity is down and you happen to touch the wrong place in the skin and you have a puncture in your skin, you've got a big problem now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think it's most important for us to learn about how to customize a probiotic program for us, just like we customize an exercise program for us. And that's what I've been, you know, promoting for many years.
And again, you can find more information at TriNatrin, N as in Nancy, A, T as in Tom, R-E-N as in Nancy.com. That's TriNatrin.com. Our guest is Natasha Trenev, the author of Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers. And we've mentioned a couple of times here, if you're just joining us, that I am not being paid to promote Natasha's company. I'm talking about this because I think it's so important. And Natasha, you got into this because this is what your passion is.
This is my family. My family has been in the yogurt field for 750 years. We've served royalty in Europe. We brought the concept to the United States of yogurt and liquid acidophilus, and I've continued it by establishing the entire probiotic category in the early 1980s in the United States, you know, Mexico, Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, across the world. I've, you know, lectured across the world to bring people's attention to this important field, and look where it is now.
At the very basic, if you are prescribed an antibiotic, please get on a probiotic. Make sure it's from the refrigerator section, dark amber glass, tin lid. Know how much is in there and how much is in the strain. And if you are so inclined, our guest today, Natasha Trenev, her product is Natren, N-A-T-R-E-N. Healthy Trinity is her product. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it and I really support what you're doing.
Thank you very much, and I'm happy to be with you anytime.